everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Tom Fairbanks, Tom engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass. Tom, you look like you're in great spirits today. Everything going well for you?
I think as well as one could hope.
All right. Nothing more can be asked. You hope for the best, right? Yeah.
Yes. What is it? You hope for the best, expect the worst, or something like that.
Anyway, it's Friday. It is the final Friday of October, the 28th of October, 2016. And we are coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI. And we have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. And KVOI.com and our media partners, thank you very much to TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, Green Valley News, Saharita Sun, TucsonLifestyle.com, Southern Arizona News Examiner, and the Three Sonorans all support our program. Our Friday Focus interview today, Tom Zollner is with us. Mr. Zollner, former reporter for the Arizona Republic and the San Francisco Chronicle. He is now the political editor of the Los Angeles Review of Books. He's the author of four nonfiction books, including his latest is titled Train. He's the co-author of the New York Times best-selling book titled An Ordinary Man, and his book titled Uranium won the 2011 Science Writing Award from the American Institute of Physics. Tom Zollner is an associate professor of English at Chapman University in Orange, California. He's also a graduate. He's a hometown boy, Canyon del Oro High School here in Tucson. With me in studio to speak with Tom, who's on the live line on the beach somewhere in Southern California, Sarah Garrett Gasson. Sarah's not on the beach. She's seated with me.
Dry land.
Yeah, there you go. Columnist and editorial writer for the Arizona Daily Star, and Dan Scheer, editor of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. Dan probably wishes he was on the beach right about now.
I'd like that.
I know. By the way, Tom Zollner is a, as I mentioned, former Arizona Republic reporter who, Dan, I understand was actually, you were Tom's boss at one time Republic.
I'm not sure that anybody ever really bossed Tom at all. So,
well, if you have a question or comment, something maybe Tom is going to say here that you like or don't like, join in the conversation, 790-2040. Our Facebook address is Bill Buckmaster, and we're on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Tom, how are you?
Really good. Thank you for having me.
Are you on the beach?
Not precisely. I'm maybe 60 yards away.
Okay.
So very, very far.
Yeah. I want to begin with your New Times. I think it was a cover story, wasn't it? September 14th?
Yes.
Proto-Trump. How Arizona laid the foundation for Donald Trump's America. And in that article, you say, in ways defined by culture, demographics, and leadership, Arizona has prepared or been preparing the way for the national ascendancy of Donald Trump. How so, Tom Zollner?
I want to just caution that this is not a perfect argument, not a perfect analogy, and listeners are going to find all kinds of flaws in it. But that's okay, because I think looking at Arizona culture, looking at the way that our sort of political spirit has drifted in the last 15 years, you can really see the seeds, the sort of nascent beginnings of a Donald Trump wave in terms of the way that we talk about public affairs, in terms of the simplistic solutions, the hyperbole, the sort of lack of respect for hierarchies. All of that we can see in the Arizona character. And I say this with a lot of love for Arizona. This is not intended to be some sort of blind Arizona bashing here, but this is looking towards an autopsy of what caused Trump. And he himself said directly, it all began in Arizona.
It all began in Arizona, and some might point that it all began with a governor that we had by the name of Evan Mecham.
Mecham would have been a fellow that Trump would have loved. And Mecham, in some ways, was a John the Baptist character in preparing the way for a lot of the Mecham-esque follies that we see with Donald Trump.
Sarah, you want to jump in here? Sarah Garrett Gassner of the Star.
Hi, Tom. I wanted to ask your thoughts about, was this specific to, what about Arizona is gave the created the fertile ground for this sort of thing to happen? Is it the mix of people from so many other places coming here, the kind of churn that we have? What made Arizona so ripe for this?
That's a part of it, the sociology, the newcomers, those who make Arizona their residence midway through life, and God bless them, you know, Arizona's a terrific place, and certainly the economy's been founded on that since roughly the end of World War II. But it's also the de-emphasis of government that seems to come reflexively in Arizona, the mistrust of, as I said before, hierarchies. We don't see political machines being very strong here. And for as much evil as they've done in American history, there is some virtue to an established political ladder that folks need to climb before they can sort of take over the big wheels of state. And here in American history, I think this is a first. You have a major party presidential candidate who has never held elective office. In Arizona, that's not something we're suspicious of. It's something that we welcome.
It's interesting, too. You say that our state ranks near the bottom in the Gallup polls that chart social connections. Only 12% of people in Arizona strongly agree with the statement, quote, people in our communities care about each other. That's pretty sad.
It's pretty haunting. It's pretty haunting. And it's not to say that Arizonans are cold fish, you know, or bad people in any way. It's that our geography is somewhat wired against the organic kind of social collisions that normally produce, you know, friendships, committees, love affairs, all these things that we do as human beings. Arizona tends to be a little bit tougher to sort of make that happen by accident. It has to happen on purpose.
All right, here's your old friend Dan Scheer.
Hey,
Dan, bring it.
Good to hear your voice. Hey, you draw a lot of the same conclusions in this Phoenix New Times piece that you did in your 2012 book, A Safeway in Arizona, which looked at the shooting of Gabrielle Giffords. Can you tie together the Giffords shooting and the rise of Donald Trump with Arizona as the common thread?
In some ways, yes. That's a great question. And I hate to sound like a one-note Johnny here, by simply saying over and over again that Arizona is really strange soil for some of these political emergences. And I'm going to go ahead and say that Jared Loughner, even though he was, you know, by any definition insane, paranoid schizophrenic, that was in a strange way a political emergence, that he heard the dialogue, the angry, disconnected dialogue in Arizona, and turned it into his own twisted sort of mission to go kill Gabrielle. That same sort of almost violent dislike of government. You see it in a much more muted, but across the board, incredibly strong way for those folks who turn out to Fountain Hills or turn out to the convention center in Phoenix convention center in Tucson, where he held a rally, where you hear the uncompromising sense of almost football cheers for this guy that leave no room whatsoever for gray areas. And that's the kind of dialogue that we need to be really afraid of.
Let's go to our live line, 790-2040. Who do we have there? Let's go ahead. Hello.
This is Bruce calling.
Oh, hi, Bruce Ash. I wasn't sure. Yeah, it showed Bruce Ash, but sometimes I can't rely on the computer. But anyway, Bruce Ash is in his fourth term as the Arizona Republican committeeman for the state. Go ahead, Bruce. You're with Tom Zollner.
Tom, I've lived in Arizona all my life. I've been in politics for the better part of the last 15 years or so. And your connection to Gerald Loughner the Gifford shooting and the Trump candidacy and the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, I suspect, of Arizona voters who will vote for Donald Trump and Michael Pence is absolutely extraordinary. And
thank you.
Not extraordinary in a positive, happy Bobbsey twin sort of a way. It is absolutely incorrect to make those connections. And I just needed to register extreme concern that you would add Gerald Loeffner and Gabby Gifford's shooting, who everybody in Arizona has deep sympathy for, into this campaign. This is really one of the many low points in this connection, in this election, the connection that you've just made. And really, I just wanted to make that statement. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. Go ahead, Tom.
Can I respond to...
Of course.
Yeah, Bruce, first of all, thank you for the sentiment, and thank you for calling in. You and I were on opposite sides of a particular political question in 2010. I believe you were managing, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bruce, you were managing the campaign of Jesse Kelly for Congress, and I was at the time writing speeches for Gabrielle Giffords.
I think Bruce has left, so I don't know if we're going to be able to get a response. I don't know if he
Bruce, if you're listening, you'll recall the vitriol in that campaign, and you'll recall the things that were said about Gabrielle. And so I think you're leaping to a conclusion by making me say something that I'm not saying. Let me clarify. What I'm saying is that kind of dialogue, which came from Jesse Kelly's campaign and which you were, sir, a part of, creates a deep sense of suspicion, mistrust, and hatred for government. Now, somebody who's mentally ill, gravely mentally ill, like Jared Loeffner, is going to hear that, and they're going to twist it into something that becomes actually violent. And that's what happened. And so please do not tell me to be frivolous with this event on January 11th, 2011. Arizonans should never forget it, and they should not allow folks to try and detach themselves from the responsibility of their rhetoric, which I'm afraid is what you were trying to do right there.
All right. We're going to take a break right here on the Buckmaster Show and our bump music today dedicated to Bobby V. Bobby V had a great career. We lost Mr. V this week at 73. He suffered from Alzheimer's. He was at the right place at the right time. And unfortunately, his career was born out of tragedy. He was ready to and did fill in after the 1959 plane crash that killed the rock and roll stars Buddy Holly, Richie Havens, and the Big Bopper, J.P. Richardson. So Bobby V stepped in and performed.
Not Richie Havens.
Richie Havens. What did I say?
Valens.
Richie Valens. Yeah, not Richie Havens.
That was different. Different guy.
Different performer. Thank you, Sarah. Yeah, I know better than that. But anyway, Tom, what have you picked out from the Bobby V collection for us?
Well, we have several of his biggest hits, but let's start off with Take Good Care of My Baby.
Oh, one of my favorites.
My tears are falling 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say.
Fiery chili, decadent chocolate, enduring traditions at Tohono O'Toole's annual Chilies and Chocolate Festival. Enjoy culinary demonstrations, Day of the Dead face painting, live music and local art Friday and Saturday, October 28th and 29th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Throughout the gardens, vendors feature Day of the Dead inspired crafts, chili roasting, chocolate and culinary tastings and more. Tickets are $15 for general public and $5 for members. For more information, visit tohonochule.org.
Hello, I'm Patrice Ross with Oracle Ford. This fall is truck and SUV season. We've got 0% for 72 months on all F-Series trucks, or up to $6,250 cash back on top of our already discounted prices. And take our last 2016 loaded Escape Titanium. You can take a whopping $5,000 off MSRP. But the great deals don't end with the Ford Escape and F-Series pickups. You'll also find until the end of the month, the fast-moving Ford Explorer has $2,500 cash back. Couple these cashback offers or 0% financing for 72 months with Oracle Ford's already discounted prices, and you can't beat our out-the-door price. So call or take the short drive to Oracle Ford today and take advantage of our fall SUV and truck sale. At Oracle Ford, we have no dealer ads and no city sales tax. Oracle Ford, drive a little, save a lot. Call 818-FORD or visit the web at oracleford.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Bill Buckmaster coming up Monday on the Buckmaster Show, the Monday political face-off with commentators John Munger and Vince Robago. Plus, we'll meet the new Tucson Parks Director. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. And we have worldwide live listening, podcasts, and our archive on my website, buckmastershow.com.
Rubber ball, I come bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, I come bouncing back to you. I'm like a rubber
Welcome
ball.
Welcome back
baby,
to the Buckmaster Show. We're listening to a little of the Bobby V as our bumper intermission music. Lost Bobby this week at the age of 73. Tom Zollner is our guest. Tom's a former Arizona Republic reporter. He's got four nonfiction books he is the author of. He is also right now the editor of the Los Angeles Review of Books. We've been specifically talking about his New Times cover story back September 14th, Proto-Trump, How Arizona Laid the Foundation for Donald Trump's America. And before the break, Bruce Ash, who was in his fourth term as national committeeman for the Republican Party in Arizona, had called in. And Tom, Bruce did not have any association with Jesse Kelly's campaign. Just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you for setting that straight.
All right. Let's go. We've got a couple of callers and in studio with me, and each of them have a question for Tom. But I like to keep the callers, if they call, take the time to call. I want to make sure they get on the air. Sarah Garrett Gasson is, she's not a caller. She's with me in the studio. But perhaps if she wasn't in studio, she might like to call. But anyway, Sarah's...
I do enjoy calling.
The Arizona Daily Star and Dan Scheer from the Green Valley News with us. Who is first? James is up first, I believe, Tom. James has been waiting the longest. James, go ahead.
Yes, kind of following along the lines of Bruce Ash, you know, thanks to James O'Keefe and WikiLeaks, we find out that there's been efforts to create and foment violence at Trump events. And me personally, when you talk about proto events, in 2010, I had a group of MoveOn.org members, they call themselves Republic Corps, who tried to get me to get involved in violence when I didn't. The gentleman ended up assaulting me, and there was video evidence of that, only for the fact that he was in his 70s, much larger than me, a man about 6'4", 350 pounds, was choking me.
Wow.
He was trying, and there's video, and there was on the web, but there's efforts, and now the James O'Keefe events talk about bird dogging. That's where a centralized plan, all the way from the White House, is getting violence at Trump events.
All right.
And the WikiLeaks point to that. And I want to know what your guest thinks about this planned events of violence at Trump events that's fomented from the, you know, White House and others.
All right, James, thank you for weighing in. Tom Zollner.
3 points. The first is, James, it does not reach all the way to the White House. Second of all, you know, sort of, there's a word for that which begins with rat and ends with a word that I can't say on the radio. That's sort of a well-known tradition among both political parties, is to sort of do dirty tricks on each other. I don't think it's really representative of some horrific conspiracy other than just normal dirty politics. And thirdly, let's distinguish the violence at the rallies from what I consider to be the far more troubling thing, which is the sort of psychological violence that Trump's rhetoric inflames in the minds of millions of people who are not going to lay a hand on another person, but are nevertheless going to have a terribly hostile, agonist view of the universe, thanks to, you know, the bombastic stuff that we hear from this guy.
All right. Chuck, I know you're next, but I'm going to actually pause you, if you can hang on, Chuck, so I can bring in my in-studio folks. Sarah, go ahead with your question.
Tom, do you think, I'm curious to get your thoughts on two things, the education, public education system in Arizona, and how that, because how that plays into the common base of knowledge of what, you know, people know, the kind of common facts that are accepted, and then also clean elections, which really opened up the ability for people who don't have much popular support and can kind of circumvent that, the more moderate having to get support from all corners when you're running for election. Could you talk about those?
Yeah, two great questions. The first, I'm a product of 12 years of Arizona public schooling, and you see the dismal results right here. and that's, which is to say, yes, for years, going back nearly 30 years, there's been an attempt to defund public education to create parallel means, almost in the tradition of the segregation academies of the South, the parallel structure of charter schools, which some of them do fantastic work, some of them not so much. But I love, Sarah, what you say there about a base of common facts that we all share. It was, I think, Mark Twain who called America's public school tradition one of the gemstones of our nation in terms of getting us all together and agreeing on certain objective truths. And we're seeing an erosion of that. And not surprisingly, I think Arizona's in the vanguard of that. To your second question, remind me of it if you would.
The clean election system.
Oh yeah, yeah. That boy, that's a tough one because I really hear both sides of that argument. That, you know, as you say, it allows folks coming from the fringe who can appeal to the angriest, most motivated voter and ignore the center, which is sort of becoming an Arizona tradition. But I also was a fan of clean elections when it passed. And the original spirit of it is getting away from the big sources of money and the special interests that tend to propel candidates into the legislature. So my jury's still out on that.
All right. Let's go to Chuck, and then Dan Scheer will have a question for Tom Zollner. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hello, Bill. I don't know if you and your guest are aware of this, because this is just breaking news, but the DOJ and the FBI are reopening the case on emails for Hillary Clinton, and these emails evidently are not part of the original case, but of another case. So I just was wondering how your guest feel about or think about what effect this is going to have on the election.
Good question, Chuck. Thank you for calling at 790-2040. Let's hear Tom Zollner's reply, please.
That is the tiredest issue ever. And, you know, how much more do we need to know? This is like Benghazi all over again. And this is purely out of the Republican playbook of create an investigation, quote unquote, and even if there's nothing there, smoke and mirrors, it'll just plant a seed in the minds of the average voter that, oh, there must be something bad there. Now, I'll give Chuck some credit on this. It is the FBI. I'm not saying that the FBI is politicized. I'm not that much of a conspiracy theorist, but my gosh, how much more do we need to know?
All right, here's Dan Scheer.
Yeah, I disagree with Tom on that. I think it's an important issue, and I think it's something that needs to be explored. The real question, though, from Chuck, though, is how much will it really affect this election? And we were talking earlier about how for many people, the election is over. They voted early, and this is why I wait, because you never know what's going to happen. I agree with Tom. We're not going to see the end result of these emails and what really, you know, if something bad happened or not. So there is a little bit of a seed being planted, whether it was intentional or not.
And before you get to your question, then, you do disagree with Tom that this could be big for the outcome of the election?
I don't know, given that so many people have voted, but I think it's a very important point and something that needs to be explored, and I don't think it's smoke and mirrors.
Okay, so, now your question.
Tom, your piece talks about the breakdown of societal relationships, which I think is just a fascinating part to this. Do extreme politics, and we're talking about conservative and liberal, really serve as a connector for people, maybe as once churches or legions or whatever used to?
That's a great question. It gets down to the bowling alone argument. And I think for sure. And there's nothing inherently wrong with that. You know, coming together to, in a common interest, elect candidates, I think is a wonderful American tradition. If people are making friends through the Tea Party, I celebrate that. You know, I don't have inherent disrespect for anyone's political beliefs. You know, my broader concern is that we're electing, particularly on the Republican side, candidates who stand for the rhetoric of division and social location and desperation and bunkering down. And we need less of that. We need more of people coming together in a room to talk in a civil way. And I wonder if I could end this with a question back at you, Dan. Have you been public about who you're going to vote for in the presidential race or in the U.S. Senate race?
No, the only thing we have put in the paper is in December we wrote an editorial, and the headline was, somewhere in New York, a village is missing an idiot, because we determined way back then Donald Trump was an idiot. And that really wasn't even politics. This was way before he got the nomination. But we just knew by then, that time, he had made so many references that were just so off base that we didn't want him as a leader. We don't endorse, though, either way. Me personally, I'm not voting for either of them.
All right. Tom. All right.
I do want to grill down here just one more thing here. Should John McCain come January be sitting on this beach here with me with the umbrella on his back?
That is a very good question. My gut feeling is, and I'll let Sarah and Dan also jump in, I think it's going to depend on perhaps how it's going to go with Trump at the top of the ticket. Could have a lot to do with it. Sarah?
Yeah, I think from what I think and also what I hear from a lot of readers is that people are concerned that John McCain, he endorsed Trump or supported Trump and didn't renounce him until the horrible stuff about what he said about grabbing sexual assault, mm-hmm, basically. Mm-hmm. And that was finally the last straw when there had been so many what should have been last straws before that. So I think that really is going to hang around and have an effect on John McCain.
And I think it's all up to the voters.
Oh, Dan, come on.
Yep.
Hey, and since it's my show.
call me later.
Since it's my show and we're way over, and my producer Tom Fairbanks knows this, but I'm going to ask another question here. We'll just have to make our little roundtable shorter today. But I do want to talk about media and the trust issue, Tom, that regardless of who is elected, in a week or so, a week from Tuesday, the trust and the level of distrust that so many people have for those of us in the media, I don't think that's going to change after Election Day, is it?
No, but this is only an accentuation of what's happened in the U.S. society, practically since the days of the hand press and the Federalist Papers. There's always been a suspicion, and in some ways a healthy suspicion, of are we really being told the truth. The levels have gone off the charts, thanks to, in my view, Donald Trump's sort of narcissism and his belief that only unqualified praise counts as fair coverage. So it's rough. I sympathize with Dan and Sarah and all my former colleagues still doing the Lord's work in the print business and in the broadcast business.
All right.
I wish I could say there was a better way forward other than to just refuse to be intimidated.
And Tom, where can we find out more about you and your books, including Train, which is the latest book? You took quite a few train rides, right?
Yeah, and I would hope that one day, this is the one thing that I agree with Donald Trump on. He's been a proponent of high-speed rail. Thank you. I think it comes from his New York heritage there. But one day I hope to see that Tucson-Phoenix link built, as it should have been years ago.
What's your favorite train ride?
That in the United States, by far, the Southwest Chief from Chicago to L.A. Goes through Flagstaff.
Have you done Vancouver to Banff and Lake Louise?
I have. It's spectacular.
It is. All right, Tom Zollner, thank you very much. Do you have a website that you would like to direct our listeners
to?
Yes.
Thank you. That's very kind. Tom Zollner, Zoellnn as in November, ER.com.
All right. Have a great weekend, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
All righty. Let's take the break right here. A little bit late, but how about Bobby V, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. What a great hit.
Praise more music.
And the hits just keep on coming.
KHJ Los Angeles.
They say that you're a runaround lover, though you say it isn't so. But if you put me down for another,
Theater proudly presents Hands on a Hard Body, based on a true story and infused with country, rock, and gospel. This musical follows 10 down on their luck Texans, each desperate for a new lease on life. They're determined to endure days in the Texas heat for a chance to win a brand new hard body truck. The last one standing with their hand on the truck wins it. Go to tickets.arizona.edu to see this musical of strife and friendship among competing strangers. Sponsored by Madden Media. Season sponsored Chapman Automotive. Hands on a Hard Body at UA's Arizona Repertory Theater. Tickets.arizona.edu.
This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective, featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amori on the web at viroamori.com.
If you found another guy who satisfies you more than I do, run to him.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We're playing some music by Bobby V. We lost Mr. V this week at age 73. He had been suffering from Alzheimer's disease, but he had a great voice. And I want to honor him with our bumper music today. Sarah Garrett Gasson is editorial writer, columnist for the Arizona Daily Star, and one of our contributors to the Friday Roundtable. She is with me today, and Dan Shear is here. Dan is also one of our fine contributors, not only on Friday, but Dan sits in for me, usually does the Monday political face-off, which he needs to receive an award for.
That's rough.
Last Friday, or last Monday, you needed a hard hat.
I tell you.
With Mr. Munger and Vince going at it.
As Election Day gets closer, it gets worse.
Oh, my goodness. And Dan also sits in for me when I'm gone on Fridays. So thank you very much.
Enjoy it.
For your support. Anyway, down in Green Valley, you're a lot of Cub fans, retired people. who never thought they'd see the day.
No, the Cubs were last in the series, what, in 1945?
World War II.
Came across a guy who was hunched around a transistor radio with six Navy buddies up at the Seattle Naval Station, and they were listening to this series. They were all from Chicago and rooting for the Cubs, of course, who lost that. But little did they know it'd be seven decades before they would get together on the radio again. But he's here to do it. And so we told their story, and of course the Indians fans, and it's been just a lot of fun, even for people who aren't baseball fans, to kind of watch what's going down here.
Dad used to take me to Wrigley Field as a little kid in the 50s and talk about that World Series and remembering that. And he says, Bill, someday you'll be here at Wrigley Field. Well, I'm not here for the game tonight. I'll be watching the game, of course, on TV, but it's taken a while, Sarah.
Yes,
and
sir.
I know you're from St. Louis, and of course, Chicagoans, like myself, born and raised in Chicago, we had a natural rivalry, still do, with St. Louis sports, not just in baseball, but hockey as well, the Blues and the Blackhawks going at it.
Absolutely. And growing up in St. Louis, my high school physics teacher who was a huge baseball fan, and would travel to Chicago for the Cubs games when they played the Cardinals, managed to turn everything, every physics principle, every gravitational everything into one example would be the Cards, one would be the Cubs. So I wish the Cubs the best.
You know, it was interesting. Tom brought up asking our opinions about Senator McCain. I think it's going to be close, yes. But then I see this news really about Kelly Ward, former state senator, who is not only Senator McCain defeated her in the primary, but she announced this week 2018 run against Senator Flake. Let the dust settle, huh? On 2016, already.
Can you even buy a 2018 calendar yet?
Not yet, I don't think.
Well, you know what? Go back to the Gabrielle Giffords shooting. That was on January 8th. If you remember, a week later, on January 15th, Jesse Kelly had planned to announce that he was going to run against her for 2012. So he already was going to, you know, stretch this thing out 2 years ahead of time. So this is the way it is. And we've talked with people on your show, Bill, that it is just constant, constantly on the campaign
constantly.
Trail.
I mean, there are so many people who are going to be so happy when we don't talk about political stuff in another couple of weeks. I mean, we'll be talking about
it. It's going to be a great 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's going to be really, yeah. The Star had a story this week, kind of something Mr. Huckleberry had kind of alluded to on our show here a couple of weeks ago about Raytheon. This is good news. If this happens, nearly 2,000 jobs, high-paying jobs, engineers, I understand. But this is good for Tucson.
Yes, absolutely. It's the sort of thing that lots of groundwork is laid, both sort of planting the seeds of the idea, like Chuck Huckleberry did on your show. But it's something that doesn't just happen overnight. So let's hope it comes to pass the way it's been laid out.
And as you were here that day, right?
Yes, and this is big news, particularly down in our area, where this means, you know, more homes sold. It means perhaps stronger schools. You get these good volunteers in there. It's only a plus for our area. Huge news.
What about your hospital down there? Is it struggling?
It is struggling, and that's the word from the brand new CEO. He's the third CEO in a year and a half that it's been opened, and he was very candid. He gave a presentation last week, and he said that we have got a lot of work to do. They're looking for some long-term infusion of cash there because they felt like it was undercapitalized when it first opened a year and a half ago. And that's what he's here for. He is here for on a one-year contract, and we'll see what happens there. But really, they just want to get the word out that, hey, the doors are open. Come here and see what we've got, because a lot of people have lost faith because a couple of big groups have left there, orthopedics and whatever. They're working hard to get them back. But there's a money issue there. It's no doubt. And a lot of rural hospitals are in the same boat.
What was this about? A bear wandered into town?
Oh, this is actually in Madera Canyon, and this has been ongoing for a while. A bear... approached several hikers. They believe it's the same bear, has been acting aggressively, and you would think that they would just go relocate it, but that often just doesn't work. And so what they are doing is they're out there looking to euthanize it. And the hunt was on, and then it was called off, and now it's back on. And so they're up there in the canyon looking for it, and several hikers have seen it. He's gone after a backpack full of food, and they think that that's probably what caused this bear to just kind of be much more bold, as that is it tasted human food, and that just kind of does it for them, and they want more and more. So
food humans eat, not human food.
Yes. Yeah, they just don't want human food.
Yeah. Just to be clear.
And I'll tell you, it's erupting online. People do not like the idea that you're going to go out and euthanize this bear, mm-hmm. when really it's the hikers who are in his area. But you know what? Let's be honest here. Nobody wants human food. Right. Nobody wants to see somebody mauled.
No. Got to wrap it up here very quickly, but Governor Ducey did talk about full-day kindergarten, but the question will be, Sarah, whether this one question will be, will he bring this up at the State of the State? It's not too early to already be talking about that in early January. And then again, if he does bring it up, you know what the question's going to be.
How do you pay for it? It's early childhood education, which I would include all-day kindergarten into that, is so, so crucial, and there's research to back that up, that if you give kids a solid start early in life, it pays off for the rest of their lives. And all day kindergarten is something that it may not sound like much, but it makes it certain that young children will be in a learning environment rather than just childcare, and it makes a big difference. So I hope he steps up to the plate.
Sarah, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And Dan, the White Elephant Parade is this Saturday.
9 a.m. down in Green Valley. It's a great parade.
What that White Elephant being?
White Elephant is a thrift store that funds about 100 different charities in our area.
Good luck to you and everybody there, and I hope it goes well.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Go Cubs tonight. We'll be here right back.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find.
Hello, I'm Patrice Ross with Oracle Ford. This fall is truck and SUV season. We've got 0% for 72 months on all F-Series trucks, or up to $6,250 cash back on top of our already discounted prices. And take our last 2016 loaded Escape Titanium. You can take a whopping $5,000 off MSRP. But the great deals don't end with the Ford Escape and F-Series pickups. You'll also find until the end of the month, the fast-moving Ford Explorer has $2,500 cash back. Couple these cashback offers or 0% financing for 72 months with Oracle Ford's already discounted prices, and you can't beat our out-the-door price. So call or take the short drive to Oracle Ford today and take advantage of our fall SUV and truck sale. At Oracle Ford, we have no dealer ads and no city sales tax. Oracle Ford, drive a little, save a lot. Call 818-FORD or visit the web at oracleford.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Thank you. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. All right, it's Weekend Watch time with Matt Russell, Inside Tucson Business Food and Beverage columnist. He is our host for Weekend Watch, which is presented by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. May I suggest a road trip this weekend? Why not? 3-hour drive to Silver City, lots to do, hiking in the Gila National Wilderness, great places to stay, the full listing of the many 24 or so great places to stay, and at least that many recreational opportunities listed at southwestnewmexico.org. I'm in the mood for pizza. How about you, Mr. Russell?
Absolutely, Bill. You know, pizza lovers on Tucson's northeast side are celebrating this week's opening of Bear Canyon Pizza over on Tancaverde near Bear Canyon Road. What a coincidence. Now, local pizza and beer maven Justin Kent is one of the guys behind this hot new joint, and he appears to have it all, from nearly 15 specialty pies, endless combinations of huge calzones that are big enough to feed even me, Bill. How about this for an appetizer? Fried cauliflower nachos. Hello. 30 craft beers on tap, 10 wines. All that together says you've got a great start to a delicious weekend at Bear Canyon Pizza.
What's going on at one of my favorite places over at the Fisher?
Yeah, you know, the beauty of the bivalve will be revealed in all of its splendor tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Kingfisher on Grant Road. Of course, it's their annual Oyster Fest, where shucking stations will take over the parking lot. They're going to be featuring some magnificent mollusks from Washington and Oregon, New England, California, the Mid-Atlantic, individually priced from about $1.50 to $3.50, and you can mix and match to your heart's delight. Last year, Bill, I personally knocked back about 24, and I'm setting my sights even higher this year. Game on.
Any festivals this weekend?
Yeah, after I hit Oyster Nirvana tomorrow, I'll be heading down to Maynard's Market and Kitchen for their second annual Grapes to Glass Festival, a celebration of Arizona art and wine. You can taste a number of different wines from 9 Arizona wineries. Tickets are only $30. You can get them now at maynardstucson.com. I look forward to seeing some of your listeners there tomorrow at 6.
How about dessert?
Yeah, the classic creme brulee, Bill, has been a dessert staple for more than 300 years, but I recently sat down with a couple of local chefs who were using the brulee technique to torch up some appetizers, too. Brulee isn't just for dessert anymore, Bill, and you can read that story in this week's edition of Inside Tucson Business.
Good eating to you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bill.
Coming up, our friend Charles Heller tuned in for an in-depth interview with Bain Capital co-founder Edward Conrad on his new book, The Upside of Inequality, How Good Intentions Undermine the Middle Class,
and have your apple cart overturned 11 o'clock Sunday morning right here on KVOI, where we have so many great weekend shows. Big shout out to a young German composer. His name is Christophan. He did the original music for the Buckmaster theme show right now, and we thank him, and we thank all of the people here at KVOI that make the Buckmaster show possible. Our show is a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, wholly responsible for its content. The team here, of course, includes Tom Fairbanks. Tom does such a great job for me on Friday with producing and engineering. Ray Allen does a great job Monday through Thursday on the other side of the glass. And all of the people here, from Doug and Mary Martin to all of our friends, Jerry Cross, my assistant, Rosemary Brandt, with Buckmaster Communications. All of us get together right now and say, have a great weekend.